Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live already into the third hour of this worldwide broadcast. Coming up in 30 minutes, Bob Dace is going to be in studio with us again with the balance of the show. And we're going to have open phones talking about a host of issues. I want to hear from the listeners about what you think the depression, which is a foregone conclusion, it's guaranteed with hyperinflation now, what that's going to be like. Having a massively contracting real economy while the currency is worth less and less and less. What do you think that is going to be like? How are you going to respond to that? How are you going to respond if, let's say, you owe $100,000 on your farm, you've already paid over $1 million over 20 years on it, and they come to you and say, you got to pay the whole note right now or we're taking it. And you say, but I've got 2 years to pay it off. And they say, no, the whole note is demanded now. Or the economy gets so bad that you don't even have the money for the payments, just on a regular payment schedule. I mean, I have read up quite a bit on the Great Depression. I've talked to a lot of old folks that lived through it. I know it was tough for people in East Texas, where a lot of my family came from, where they owned their land for generations outright. At the end of the 10-year depression, there weren't really any white-tailed deer or possums or raccoons left. People make fun of people in the country eating possums. It's better than the 7 million people, according to university studies, that starved to death over those 10 years. And I know I talk about this a lot. 90% of the public was supposedly self-sufficient during the Great Depression. Now, 90-plus percent are not. And so we can talk all day about the New World Order and how they're engineering this and how they're carrying it out and how they're setting up a world banking system or giving that world banking system governmental power. But what preparations have you made, and what do you see happening in the future? You know, I see stories out of the Boston Globe like this one. Let me just read it and then comment on it. Postponing the election, it's a joke or is it? By Alex Beam. Thank heavens for the internet. It's put the surprise back in October surprise. Here's how the latest big-picture conspiracy theory, which has been gathering strength in the blogosphere, the way a hurricane feeds on Caribbean waters. So the implication there is a conspiracy theory and that it's something bad like a hurricane and it feeds on itself. I thought the president openly talking about martial law or Congress being threatened with martial law, they didn't pass something by the executive, which is criminal. I thought that gave it steam. I thought the Army announcing they were going to have brigades here, not just one, but a whole bunch of different brigades, and they list a bunch already in action to, quote, suppress the American people for civil disturbance. I thought that gave it steam. I thought talk of depression gave it steam. I thought the Houston Chronicle and other papers talking about FEMA camps built for the American people, I thought that gave it steam. Here is the latest big-picture conspiracy theory, which has been gathering strength on the blogosphere the way a hurricane feeds on Caribbean waters. It is widely believed, both online and increasingly offline, that the Bush administration intends to declare martial law and postpone next month's elections to prevent Barack Obama's inevitable ascension into the Oval Office, obviously. So this also sells the false idea that the majority of people talking about martial law think Barack Obama's a good guy and that the police state doesn't want him, when he is the person who's gotten three times the political contributions from Wall Street that John McCain has. I'm just stating a fact. I mean, he's the consummate insider. He's got Joe Biden in there with him, the super insider. I'm gonna break this whole thing down and then go over real police state developments that we're facing when we get back from this quick break, and wide open phones for the next 2 hours at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Again, the website's rjonesreport.com, infowars.net, truthnews.us. We'll be right back. This is key information. Stay with us.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Microwave cannons being delivered to police departments and the military for use against the American people that are illegal to be used in war against enemies. We have the head of the Air Force saying last year in the Associated Press, that's okay. If we use them on the American people, then that will legitimize them as a non-lethal weapon. Then they come out last week and say, you know what, these actually kill people. We're going to go ahead and use it. See, kind of like the taser. 50,000 volts have killed more than 400 people documented in the U.S. in the last 3 years. And they say, you know what, we're going up to 75,000 volts. So you have an even better chance of dying. And then when it kills a bunch of people, they come out, the federal government comes out and says, oh, it's a new syndrome that people in police custody die. The tasers have nothing to do with it. They just get so scared, 25-year-old men and women have heart attacks and die. It's the system laughing at everybody, getting the public ready for the military to be on the streets. But none of that has anything to do with the police state. We're just delusional, and we think martial law is going to start in the next 3 weeks. No. We have said for more than a decade that the military has been quietly gearing up for it and that they have been quietly, you know, getting involved in law enforcement and now openly running urban warfare drills to acclimate the public. And then, as we told you, they announced, okay, there'll be army brigades under NORTHCOM working with all these other agencies and other military arms. At the bottom of that Army Times article, it listed right there all the other brigades and National Guard groups and others working with the regular Army. And it's the very same groups we listed in Police State 2, the takeover, that I made in 2000 with the documents, with the video of them. So it's geared up all around you as they prepare the local police and local mayors and others to accept it. And if they don't like it, well, they'll just implement PDD 51, which is the governors and local police and local sheriffs have no authority. And the Congress has no authority. Totally lawless, high treason, absolutely criminal on its face. They haven't entirely repealed posse comitatus. It's also illegal under federal law. They don't care. It's also illegal for C-130s to fly in heroin and cocaine to the U.S. every day. But that doesn't stop the people that run this country. Postponing the election. It's a joke, or is it, Boston? Thank heavens for the Internet. It's put the surprise back in October surprise. This theory, rumor, delusion, dates back, that's his quote, almost a year and a half with the appearance of the White House website of National Security Presidential Directive 5-1, which outlined a policy for continuity of government in the event of a national emergency. Such emergency is defined as any incident that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damage, or disruption severely affecting the U.S. population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions. Economy or government functions, it goes on to say, or any other emergency is defined by the president. And it goes on to say the Congress isn't involved, but they don't mention that here. White House spokesman Scott Stanzel says the new directive supplants a Cold War emergency memorandum that is no longer valid in the post-9/11 world, with the country at risk of a no-notice terror attack. But on websites with names such as justanundercoverup.com and abovetopsecret.com, the public document, often described as secret, was read quite differently. FEMA official states Bush is planning to implement martial law. In a headline from Just Another Cover-Up, Pelosi declared martial law last night with a September headline from Above Top Secret. Well, they did under House rules, and that was actually in the mainstream news. But see, they don't link to mainstream news saying this. They link to alternative media to act like we're making it up. Like a much-awaited messiah, I am channeling the famous sociological text, When Prophecy Fails, the date of the martial law takeover keeps moving forward. See, that's their way of discrediting it. No, the martial law is here. Members of Congress on the floor saying they were threatened with physical martial law if they didn't pass it. What is that? This spring, it was to coincide with the bombing of Iran. No, it was said that martial law could come in if that happened. This summer, when the devastation wrought by Hurricane Ike, in the minds of conspiracy theorists, the current economic crisis seems like a good moment for the suspension of the November election. Well, there have been all these mainstream headlines about could it be suspended. McCain said he was suspending his campaign. The martial law paranoia has an engaging adjunct, the FEMA coffin story. If you Google those words, you will find pictures, videos, and reams of text explaining that the Federal Emergency Management Agency has stockpiled 50,000 coffins. Or are they coffin liners or boxes? Well, no, we have the name of the company, can link over to it, and it's plastic coffins, but they just make a joke out of it. In anticipation of a vast civil disturbance, presumably triggered by the imposition of martial law, we do not have FEMA coffins, said spokesman Debbie. And the printer cut it off here. It goes on. On the one hand, you say, okay, this is internet madness. On the other hand, you note that Ireland's largest bookmaker, Paddy Power, is laying 20-1 odds that American election will be postponed. When I first checked the site on Tuesday, the odds were 40-1. We've seen this movie before, right? Writer Ron Rosenbaum remembers in the 1972 story averring that Richard Nixon asked the RAND Corporation to study whether he could postpone that election, which he won handily. University of California historian Catherine Olmsted, author of the forthcoming Real Enemies, Conspiracy Theories, and American Democracy, World War I and 9/11, notes that Franklin Roosevelt's many enemies were convinced that he would assume dictatorial powers and cancel the election of 1944, which he won handily. There are all kinds of trends coming together now to feed the paranoia. Olmstead says. The financial meltdown evokes Americans' longtime fear and hatred of bankers, because our forefathers knew what was going on with the bankers. But see, the dumb Americans' hatred of them, like an ancestral memory. And people on the right think Obama's candidacy might mean the end of civilization. What's scary to the left right now is Obama has a real chance of winning, and there's a segment of the far left that thinks they will never let this happen. And, of course, there is the inconvenient, animating truth. Sometimes the government does engage in real conspiracies like Watergate, Iran-Contra, and the assassination plot against Castro, Olmstead explains. I am sure you remember William S. Burroughs' famous observation, a paranoid man is a man with all the facts at his disposal. And it goes on to end with, say goodbye, goodnight, Sarah. The Sarah Palindrome contest is officially over. A palindrome is a word for a phrase like madam, I'm Adam, that's spelled the same way backwards and forwards. This is the last official entry from Little Brown copy editor Ben Allen. Harasser of taxes, a Mav, a Ma, sex at four Sarah. Really strange article. The judges will announce their decisions. That's just some blurb at the end of it. Okay. As I keep telling everybody, year after year, month after month, week after week, they are in a slow motion martial law, militarizing the police, building FEMA camps, building emergency relocation centers, training the police for riot patrol, training your children how to tattle on you in the public schools, tracking all of your license plates in real time with months and months and months of data of where you've gone, where you've been, where you're going. I've been telling you about that for a decade. And finally, it is in the Portland Tribune and other papers this week. We could all be tracked. Cops test license plate cameras that store trace data. Portland police are testing a high-tech camera system that rivals anything in a science fiction movie. It can reach back in time and track your movements across the city and even produce photos of your previous locations. And it goes on. Well, the feds put that in a decade ago. Started putting it in, and it was complete about a year ago, as far as we can tell. That's why they got cameras at four-way stops in the middle of Montana or South Dakota. I mean, it's everywhere. It tracks you everywhere you go in real time, and it's all been admitted in government documents. I mean, is that not a total tyranny? Is that not total Big Brother? People say, well, what do I have to hide? It's the fact that governments can abuse good people and good populations and use this for oppression. It's that historically governments can't be trusted with this type of power or anything approaching it. This is many times worse than anything governments have ever had before. And so while we live in martial law with police asking us what we're doing, walking down the street or telling us we can't protest or we'll be arrested without a permit they won't issue, or all these gun control laws and neighborhood watch being turned into homeland security watch and the government hiring felons and illegal aliens, you know, into the military and police. I mean, all of that, that is martial law. Congress being threatened with being removed or being ignored if they didn't pass legislation. That happened. And it's bigger than George Bush or Barack Obama or John McCain. People love to put dates on something for it to magically come, as if they have the police or the military to go round up the tens of millions of patriots in a week or a month or a year. It doesn't work that way. It's going to be a clampdown on counties and cities and mainstream media and the Congress. If Congress doesn't pass a bill, they get sent anthrax letters. The feds already use a backfire in the parking lot as a way to put guns to congressmen's heads and threaten to taser them if they don't leave the Capitol. That's the Federal Protective Force doing that. The executive going in with its goons and telling the congressmen that they're nothing. It's already gone on. It's already here. Barack Obama says he wants a 1 million-man tattletale force and a 3 million-man environmental tattletale squad. In your home, with your kids telling you what you can and can't do, enforcing all these new environmental edicts. And now, Barack Obama came out and said that he is for women to be drafted as well as men. That's in the mainstream news. And then if I say I'm against a draft, oh, now I'm against Barack Obama. No, he's a front man. He's not the McDonald's Corporation. He's the person at the drive-thru window you talk to. The point is, the establishment doesn't just want to draft men. They want to draft women, and they reactivated the draft boards. But see, now, if you're against the draft, you're against black people. See, it has nothing to do with them. These are the mindless games they play.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 13, 2008. Markets are closed today due to Columbus Day, but gold is trading overseas at $849.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $874.65, $437.33 for half ounce, and $218.66 for quarter ounce. That's $874.65, $437.33, and $218.66.
On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Much to do, and you don't feel much like riding. You just
side. Bob Davis is going to be with us in the next segment, taking your calls for the next hour and a half with him as well, talking about the North American Union, taking over the infrastructure, the roads, the ports, handing it over. Some key fights happening here in Central Texas. Here is the article. It's out of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It's candidates differ on female draft, and it goes on from there. It goes on from there with, even as the U.S. confronts two long wars, neither Senator John McCain or Senator Barack Obama believes the country should take the politically perilous step of reviving the military draft. Oh, but then you look at all the draft boards being set back up. You see the draft board heads being said that on record that they've been told to get ready for a draft. You hear them saying that if we go into Iran, we'll need a draft. That the two presidential candidates disagree on the key foundation of any draft. But they just said they weren't for it. Mr. Obama supports a requirement for both men and women to register with the Selective Service, which is registering for the draft, while Mr. McCain doesn't think women should have to register. Also, Mr. Obama would consider officially opening combat positions to women. Mr. McCain will not. Women are already serving in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan, and with the current policy, should be updated to reflect realities on the ground, said Wendy Morgi, Mr. Obama's national security spokeswoman. Barack Obama would consult with military commanders to review the constraints that remain. According to his campaign, Mr. McCain supports the current Defense Department restrictions on women in combat units, including armor, field artillery, and special forces. Okay, selective service, ladies and gentlemen, is for the draft. And that's one of the greatest forms of martial law, is conscription, to force people to come in and join the military. And when our military is bought and paid for by foreign interests, and go and serve in all these criminal wars. And they wanted to have a, quote, volunteer military, and now they're shifting it over to mainly contractors and drones so it can be robotically controlled, and people at airfields can just load the drones with their bombs, with their Hellfire missiles. So we'll get Bob Dacey's take on the national draft and the economy as well coming up. But I want to get your take on the economy, the national draft, what's happening. As well, when we get back later in this hour. But let it be said here that we are already under martial law, but it's what degree? Say on a scale of 1 to 100, we're at about a 60 on the scale for martial law. A 90 to 100, you know, being troops rounding people up house to house. And I have no doubt that under a major depression, a deepening depression, years into a depression, if this continues, that things will be so bad and the media will be so controlled, you won't be hearing shows like this. They're talking about regulating and restricting and taxing and shutting down the web and certifying who can have websites and who can be on air and having a congressional body under the Domestic Terrorist Act they're trying to pass, the Homegrown Radicalization Act. I mean, all of this is happening. Congress is being told martial law will be declared. The police are being told this. It's in the news. 26,000 preachers have been hired secretly by FEMA. Now it's public. It's a big deal that we told you a year and a half beforehand to train their flocks, to hand in their guns, to not fight back, to go to FEMA camps. The media lies every year in the late summer and tells you it's the law. You've got to go take all these inoculations to go to school when there is no law that you've got to have the inoculations. When you have fraud by government and tyranny, and when the government doesn't carry out the will of the people or the Constitution, that is tyranny and martial law. When we know that all over the country there's electronic voting machines that have been caught in fraud, being remote controlled, stealing elections, and nothing's done about it, that is martial law. That is tyranny. And so we are in martial law, and we're going into deepening martial law. And as Ron Paul and many others have said, it is financial dictatorship and financial martial law that we see in the banker takeover bill. And now what are they announcing? A new world order banking system, and you'll buy your carbon credit global taxes from them, a tax based on human activity. You think the income tax is bad? This is far worse. So it's all coming up in the next segment with Bob Dacey, our guest in studio, host of Simple Truth here locally in Austin now for 9 years, also writes for the New American Magazine nationally and internationally. Bob Dacey on the front line of fighting the North American Union and the Napa Superhighway. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
please. I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end. My only friend.
We'll be taking your calls coming up in the next segment of the Balance of the Radio Show with Bob Dacey with us in studio for the next hour and a half. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the Balance of the Radio Show the next hour and 27 minutes. Again, we're talking about the economy, the banker takeover that's taking place, the immunity they're getting, the open discussions of martial law where the public sees the troops going on the streets of America, hears they're going to be used for riot control and crowd control. That is martial law. The Army's telling everybody that. They're saying we're working with the police. You know, the decades of having the police and military and urban warfare drills, and now the last 8 years of the military checking bags at high school, college, and NFL football games, and the Kentucky Derby, and any other high-profile event, getting you prepared. They're admitting it was preparing you. And Homeland Security had Ridge and now Chertoff saying they want to use the U.S. military against the American people. And the gun confiscation in New Orleans and surrounding areas, and now gun confiscation in Illinois, with the governor a month ago coming out and saying, yeah, we're going to use the Army to do door-to-door gun confiscation. The knock and talk, where the police come to your house and knock and say, do you have any guns? We want to inspect them. Or if it's an area where guns are illegal, do you have guns? We're going to come in and look, intimidating their way in. That is martial law. Congress being threatened, you better pass this banker takeover bill or we'll declare martial law. That's actually happening. And the mainstream media makes jokes and says, where are the troops? Where are the parachutes? Where are they taking over? Ignoring the fact that we told them this was all being set up and now it's being phased in incrementally. I want to talk about that first, Bob, then we'll get into toll roads and everything else that's happening in the North American Union. We have a clip from Lou Dobbs, of all places, admitting they're still going ahead with the North American Union. That's coming up in a few minutes. But, Bob Dacey, your take on everything that's happening.
Well, Alex, it's kind of hard to keep up with it. I'm amazed at your ability to just run these things off one after another after another after another. I can't keep up with it. Last 2 weeks ago, I was in the studio when the Congress grew some false cojones and voted down the bailout. And you were in a pretty good mood that day. I just hope you don't burn down your desk today like you almost did last time. I hope you're a little bit more serious today. Burning a dollar on air with a stack of papers underneath. Yeah, he's a brave guy, ladies and gentlemen. No, I just think that it's nuts, just insane, and that's all there is to it. And it's not by accident. You know, one of the things about this financial thing, you know, I was taught that these guys, you know, at Morgan Stanley and old Dean Witter and who was the old crotchety guy that said, We earn money the old-fashioned way. We earn it. You know, whichever one that was. You know, these guys are supposed to be pretty smart. And for all these financial firms to
we earn money the old-fashioned way. We steal it.
Yeah, well, you know, for all these guys that are supposed to be so smart, and the first thing they tell you as an investor is diversify. For all these guys,
long haul, long run.
Yeah, and for all these guys to screw up simultaneously and get involved in this derivative nonsense and these mortgages to the extent that it actually, if it goes south, takes down their whole company. I mean, you would have to believe that all these people are stupid in order to do that. You're supposed to take.
But
your
no,
risk.
They have been openly moving the money into other accounts into. Personal assets, now they're just imploding the front company.
You know, what I'm saying is that you would have to be an idiot to take all your stuff and put it in one risky basket such that if it goes south, your entire operation goes down. Therefore, I would conclude that they did it on purpose.
Well, then we have all the documents where they did do it on purpose, and they didn't just, and now they're admitting, we may use the army if there's riots. We just so happen to have secretly trained them over two decades for this now and have all these secret relationships we've set up.
Yeah, you know, like I say, they're not dumb, and I am baffled. You know, the stock market's jumped up about 600 points today. I guess they're trying to get more idiots to think, oh, everything's fine now. They printed a bunch of money out of thin air, and they're gonna bail out the bankers and everything, and we can do bait and switch on you, and everything is fine. Remember, Alex, 2 weeks ago, the big deal was Bernanke said that the idea was we get our $700 billion. And what we do is we buy the mortgages, and that's the cause of the problem. And we buy the mortgages at close to face value, and therefore everything will be great, right? And then all of a sudden they do the bait and switch.
We're going to buy principal in the company.
Wait, instead of they haven't bought any mortgage. Oh, wait, now that we got the money and now that we got the cojone-less Congress to do what we wanted them to do, forget about the mortgages. Now we're going to own the banks. Now we're going to buy interest into the banks. It's bait and switch. In retail, you call that bait and switch, Alex. That's where they tell you one thing, you do it, and then they switch you to something else when you get there. You know, and they also told us, you know, if we don't do this bailout, we're all going to die. You know, the market's going to plunge. And so they did the bailout. The market plunged anyway. Of course it was going to plunge, you know. But now, today or yesterday, Mitsubishi loaned Morgan Stanley or bought into $9 billion. And now everything's just fine. Everything's just fine. Go home, relax, everybody. Don't worry about it.
And now they're saying they're going to buy into private companies, but the little central group of bankers, they're going to decide where government taxpayer is put. And then the owners of those companies, they get the benefits. We get devalued currency and have to pay it back in tax money.
Yeah, and they're getting this money from two places, right? They're getting this money, one, from us eventually through the taxation thing of inflation, where your money just keeps dissolving around you and you can't figure out why. And the other thing is they're just printing some of it out of thin air, which is inflation. I mean, and of course they're going to tax us some more to pay for all of our free stuff, which we're going to get when Obama takes over. You know, it's going to be great. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's insane. The insanity is institutionalized.
But you call it insane.
It's diabolically insane.
It's diabolical because for people that are on the outside who have a good worldview, want to help people, who want to live in a secure economy, a true free market, it looks insane. But to these robber barons, they need to destroy economies to be able to consolidate them.
Yeah. It's a controlled implosion. My analogy to this thing is, okay, our financial house is on fire, right? Okay, so what do? We call the fire department. Problem is, we don't know that the fire department employs arsonists. Okay, so now you get a bunch of arsonists dressed up like firemen. They get in their little suits and they get in their little fire truck and they drive to the fire to put out the fire. And so they hook up their hoses and we're saying, yay, they're going to save our financial house, which is on fire. And instead what they're doing is they're spraying it with gasoline. That's what's going on.
And then
on.
The fire spreads, and they say, we need more firemen.
Well, more guys.
Give us more taxes because the fire is spreading. Meanwhile, it's only securing the central banks and ensuring it implodes the real economy. So coming out on the end of it, only the central banks are in a good position. They have all the liquidity. They've cut off the liquidity of the public, and they're able to come in and buy everything up. They're creating a depression in the real economy while giving unlimited liquidity in our name to themselves. Do you see what they're doing?
Absolutely. I mean, what other explanation is there? Forward. I mean, they are not trying to stop this. They are making it worse. Everywhere you look, oh, we need another 150 Pelosi. We need another 100. Oh, we need another 150 billion, y'all. Okay, come on, let's go. Oh, and we're going to bail out these guys and those guys. And oh, hey,
now
what?
They're saying they're going to bail out individual investors.
Well, yeah,
but only select ones.
Me too. You know, and then of course, you know, the Democrats go, well, we need to bail out these idiots that borrowed all this money that they couldn't pay back too. Okay, so we're going to bail out the guys that hold the mortgage, that own the properties that couldn't afford to buy them in the first place, and that'll make it okay. We just keep dumping money on top of everything.
And what that's going to do is fully devalue the currency even faster.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's, you know, pick your poison. I mean, they are doing this on, they don't know what else to do. That's all they know.
And out of the crisis it creates, you're going to have more crime, a bigger police state, the riots will start, and the public will beg for physical hot martial law, not the incremental martial law.
I just want to know this warm, fuzzy thing of this military outfit that just came back from Iraq going to help. I mean, what have they been doing?
Well, if you
over
read at the end of the Army Times, it lists a bunch of other brigades that are already active in the U.S.
So the question is, what are these guys going
to
do?
Well, they tell us they're going to do riot control for civil unrest and use microwave guns on us.
Well, why on earth would we have any of that?
But then Wired Magazine comes out. And they announce, the Army admits that, guess what, the microwave gun is lethal, Bob.
You mean like the tasers are lethal? Yeah. Well, you know, you got to break a few eggs.
Well, what will happen is just like with tasers, when they kill you with them, they say, well, he didn't die from the 15 taser shocks we gave him. Well, when they microwave gun people and they die, they'll just say, well, we happen to be microwave gunning them, but they just fell over dead.
Well, it's a
new syndrome.
Yeah,
well, you heard that. All these young people dying in and around tasers, it's a syndrome, Bob.
He stayed out in the sun too long and got a tan. That's what it was. He was killed by over-tanning. They're going to come up with something. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of like they say, we're not for a national draft. We're for national compulsory service.
Yeah, that's what Mussolini and Hitler were all about, national service. You know, we serve the state rather than the state serves us, right?
Absolutely.
Crazy.
But Bob, what do you think about all the talk of martial law? I mean, people keep thinking it's going to come in one big spurt. It's already here.
Well, you know, it's incremental, and it's not like Red Dawn. You know, people think it's got to be Red Dawn. You got to have Cubans parachuting from out of the sky and blasting people at the neighborhood school, and little guys, teenagers running off in their pickup truck and going by the general store and grabbing guns and supplies and heading off for the hills. That's TV. That is just TV. You know,
that's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
you know that Wolverine blue sports jacket he wears?
Yeah.
I got that.
Oh, you did? Oh, how about
that?
Just
gave it to me.
God, I'm so jealous.
I think I'm
going to
bring that in and show it on TV because I was watching Red Dawn clips on YouTube last week, and I'm like, there's my jacket. There's my jacket. There's my jacket. When he's like up at the camp talking to his dad at the side of the camp.
Well, you know, martial law, you know.
Well, what is accurate in the movie is everybody's spying. And they're in the hardware store, and they're saying, shh, don't you know everybody's looking for you? But see, now it'd be a face scanning camera would pick you up right away.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, in a real world scenario, this is really minor, but in my business, you know, I have a local hardware store here in town. I'm the True Value guy in Austin, Texas, right? A few months ago, one of my customers that does apartment complex management sent a letter out to everybody, including us, and said, if you don't run your employees through the Department of Homeland Security, we can no longer do business with you guys because, you know, heaven forbid that one of our employees might intersect with one of your employees.
Well, that's
might be a terrorist.
When they set it up, that's what Ridge said. You're going to have to be Homeland Security approved for any job.
It's ridiculous. I mean, can you imagine that?
But they do it through selective enforcement.
We can't go to the hardware store to pick up them toilet parts because their employees might be members of Al-Qaeda, and that'll endanger our people at the retirement
home
or whatever.
That's added bureaucracy to shut your company down.
It's a crock is what it is.
So are you going to do it?
No. Absolutely not. I looked at that, and I said, well, that's just too bad. I'm not going to submit to that. You know?
The ball cock is leaking over there at apartment 3C, and we got to go to Home Depot because their employees ran through Homeland Security, and they're not members of Al-Qaeda.
Meanwhile, I know the manager of the biggest apartment complex in Austin. She was told 4 years ago, over-enforce on citizens, but illegal aliens, let them break any rules, as many as they want in the apartments, because we've been given a secret federal grant, a tax break to do it. And then a year after, it came out in the paper that big insurance companies were giving breaks and the feds were giving tax breaks to companies and to different systems to, quote, help the illegal aliens. And the AP reported they were being given preferential treatment on home loans and car loans because the government wanted to help the illegal aliens.
Well, you know, Bush signed...
I mean, my point is, it's not for our safety.
Well, you know, Bush signed a bill. I wish I remember where this clip was on the Internet, but several years ago, Bush was signing a bill bragging about how they were going to encourage all these people that couldn't afford homes to get these 100% mortgages with these variable rates and how it was going to do good for them and encourage home ownership and cause
that was
a
big setup so they could pump up the derivatives.
Absolutely.
Because then they sell the bad loan.
Yeah, it's a crock. Where does that come from? The whole thing comes from these people.
But the government did this, and now they're going to take over. Look at this. Army orders pain ray trucks. New report shows potential for death. That's Wired Magazine. And when you read the article, it says, oh, yeah, it kills you. It's going to kill you, just like. But they go on and say, but rubber bullets kill a good percentage of those, and so do tasers. So it's okay. We still call it non-lethal, but they're really called active denial systems. They're really called less lethal weapons, and they're going to deploy these to police departments. The Army's going to have them for use against the American people. How does that sound, Bob?
That sounds just wonderful. Absolutely, because it'll be good for us. It'll be good for us. And then our neighbors will be snitching on us the whole time. We'll have Gladys Kravitz going around peeking over her fence, going, "Abner, look, those people over there. I think I saw a gun in their living room." It's crazy. I mean, like I say, I cannot keep up with it. I don't see how you keep up with it. I really don't.
Well, they're training kids in the U.S. and England to be, quote, climate cops. It was in the New York Times saying it was good as the five-year-olds denounce their mommies and daddies, and the school has them write dossiers on them about their environmental crimes, and now they're already switching it over to drugs, guns, what's in the medicine cabinet. Austin schools, I have this on video, it's in Rototerony, teach the kids to go and look in the medicine cabinet and write down what's in it when they're in the sixth grade. I mean, land of the free, home of the brave, man.
Meanwhile,
the government is pushing the prescription drugs on the kids and shipping the narcotics in.
That's new freedom, though. That's okay. Years ago in Austin, there was an article in the Statesman where they were telling us, and they weren't joking, that if your kid goes over to the new kid's house and there's a rusty flintlock on the top of the fireplace, you need to maybe think about talking to the kid's parents because there's a gun in the house. I mean, they do this kind of stuff.
Well, there's
all
these women that make men they marry get their guns out of the house. Let me explain something. Number one, I wouldn't marry a woman like that who couldn't protect my children, who's been totally defanged. That's not feminism, having these knock-kneed, cowardly women that salivate when they see a black uniform and a ski mask, but hate it when they see a citizen owning a gun. I mean, it's amazing. But look right here. Oh, for your safety. Oh, it may cause death, no problem. We're going to kill you with the government. Look at this. New taser weapons produced for crowd control. Here's the new mass taser that Taser's putting out for police to just zap whole crowds of people. And it can kill you, but, it's all right. They say that being shocked by it isn't the reason you die. It's just a new phenomenon. They're not sure that why when you're electrocuted you die. Bob?
Well, meanwhile, while they're doing this, they're continuing to build their NAFTA superhighway and try to toll
everything. We're going to cover that when we get back and take calls. But look at this. We could all be tracked. Cops test license plate cameras that store and trace data. I told people a decade ago about this, Bob, from the federal grants. Everywhere you go, even in the middle of the countryside, it's all recorded and it's all kept in a database, and your tax money pays for the giant hard drives to save it. Everyone's being tracked everywhere.
And you said that a million years ago, but the newspaper said it was just for traffic enforcement and things like that.
But now they're announcing, oh, the feds with a grant. See, they build these emergency management centers. Then every few months they go, oh, here's a new upgrade. You can type in Alex Jones' Social Security number, driver's license, and it pops up where he's at. Even when my cell phone is off, it has GPS triangulation, real time. They know where I am. And it's the same thing with this, real time. All Pentagon design, it's all admitted. The NORTHCOM says it is to control us, their enemy.
It's sad. Yeah, it really is. I just wish we could do what the hippies said back in the good old days. You know, not participate.
But it's not just they track you with this. And it's not that I have anything to hide. They're a criminal government. They can't be trusted with this. They'll abuse it. It's that this also fries your brain. This also sends out microwaves. That's why I don't even use the care of my cell phone anymore. Happen to have it today. Notice I don't have the newest trendy. I have a 3-year-old cell phone. I'm not stylish. All right, Bob Dacey, stay there. We're going to come back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Today, unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
All right, so Sean, Eddie, Jimmy, Matthew, David, and others, your calls are coming up. Bob, let's, one big part of this globalization is 83 major federal highways. They're going to make international zones. You'll pay international taxes that go into the SPP, Security Prosperity North American Integration Fund. And through that fund, they will then expand, taking over other roads and paying off local communities. Robert Pasture a few months ago said, oh, the North American Union's dead. The people exposed it and didn't like it. But meanwhile, they are just rampaging forward with it. Bob Dacey.
Well, here's the deal, Alex. You know, this financial catastrophe that we're going on under right now has caused some of these people in their financing schemes to do a little bit more, to kind of come out of the closet more with some of their chicanery. And we have a deal here in Austin that's basically, it's kind of like a pattern for the whole nation. You know, the federal money to pay for highways has been drying up on purpose. They've been taking it away. They've been funding their north-south corridors for quite some time now. And so that forces the local people to try to look, scramble for more money to do the local projects. And of course, Austin, Texas is kind of like the pilot project for the whole thing. And so what you've got here is you've got all these toll roads, all this toll stuff going on, which is not technically the Trans-Texas Corridor or not technically the NAFTA Superhighway. So what they tell you, that you've got this local control now. You'll be able to control it with your local officials. Well, last year we had a big fight in Texas, and we kind of put a weak moratorium on the Trans-Texas Corridor. That was House Bill 792, I believe, Lois Kolkhorst was doing, and she's a good egg, by the way. But now we have a case in point here in Austin, which is nationally important. You've got the local board, which is called the Campo Board, which is going to apparently, they had a vote last year to toll some roads around here, right? Okay, but we told them we didn't want to do it. Sarah Eckert, who was a county commissioner here in Austin, which replaced Karen Sumatner, who we booted out because she was a toller, well, she kind of flip-flopped. She voted for the tolls, even though she said she wasn't a toller. You know, I asked her, why'd you do that? And she said, well, because they blackmailed us. She said they promised us $900 million if we would toll the roads that we already paid for. And, you know, improve.
And they've already lied previously and said they were never going to put tolls on them.
Yeah, and then they said they're going to give them $300 million if they voted not to toll. So it's a $600 million blackmail. And she wanted to be able to, she knew the thing was going to pass anyway, so she voted for it so she could maybe try to manipulate it a little. Well, she's kind of redeeming herself now, trying to, because there's a meeting tonight. This kind of got sprung on us. And I know you got an international audience,
this was just another co-op meeting. Go ahead and tell me about it being co-op.
You've got thousands of your listeners listening right now that are in the Central Texas area. And there's a meeting tonight at the Joe C. Thompson Conference Center, University of Texas, at 6 o'clock down there at UT, where they always have it. Dean Keaton and Red River.
And what is this meeting?
And this meeting is what they're doing in the bill, 792. They said, listen, if you're going to build a toll road, we want local control, and we want to do a study to make sure it's financially viable. Well, they did a study on tolling this road east of 290 East, and the study said it's not financially viable. It's in the red. It's not going to work. So now the Campo Board is meeting to try to say, well, we found a loophole where we can vote not to make it market viable, and we can use money from another toll road to pay for it. It's a big con job.
Bob, I'm going to say something.
It's a con job.
I'm going to say something about the locals and everybody else. They're all great people, stalwarts. But we have to go through this relearning process every time, and we never learn. Everything they say is lies. It's a criminal group taking over. They've said 10 times that they weren't going to put toll roads in as they pass the authority for it. And so then we always get caught in the minutia of proving that they lied.
But you got to get down there and fight. You got to get down there and fight. And if people show up
tonight.
No,
I'm not saying people shouldn't go. But
they got
to
go.
But go realizing, just to tell them, we know you're liars. We know you're taking over. We know this is all a scam.
Right.
I mean, what's the point?
And Eckert actually has admitted it. She says the commitment to local control is lip service.
Well, of course it is, though. It's all a political process to stall.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today. Our beloved.